Juba resident Daniel Lado says more South Sudanese worry about getting vaccinated because they believe the vaccine has severe side effects, which they think could result in death. He says that the National Task Force on COVID-19 and the National Health Ministry must do a better job of educating people about COVID vaccines.
You need proper education and proper explanation from the Ministry of Health for people to accept. So that's why I'm not anti-injection, rather vaccination. But for me individually, I will still research about it first before I accept it. I'm not saying no, I'm not saying yes, but I will research first.
Dr. Richard Laku, incident manager for COVID-19 at the National Health Ministry, says the ministry will explain to everyone who gets the shot about the potential side effects, all of which are mild.
The side effects that are documented so far is like other vaccines. You'll have a bit of side pain at the side where the jab is done, fever, fatigue. These are general kind of things that normally happen. But there might be some adverse effect that might be serious. We have heard in Europe, people are saying that there is a clot associated with this, and I think this is where most of the people are afraid.
Dr. Laku says studies carried out in Europe indicated that there was no direct evidence linking blood clots with the vaccine.
They vaccinated over 27 million people. 27 million. Out of these 27 million, only 40 that are reported to have developed this. So this is not even a significant number based on all the type of vaccines that have been there. Again, these 40, they claim to have 18 who died. These 18, they have done autopsy. They find these people had the clots, but there was no direct association between the vaccines and the clots.
Dr. Laku says government officials will be among the first South Sudanese to get the vaccine to build confidence among citizens. He is encouraging the public to get the shot, saying the vaccine reduces transmission and prevent COVID-19 deaths.
If all of us go for this vaccination, we'll reduce the risk of this virus moving from one person to another. And this is very important because now we are seeing new variants happening, because when the virus moves from one person to another, infect another, it changes the shape and the color and become virulent.
Yesterday, a team of medical experts made a presentation in Juba on the AstraZeneca vaccine, which President Kiir and members of the unity government are scheduled to receive in a few days. After the presentation, President Kiir gave the go-ahead for the health authorities to prepare to officially launch the distribution of vaccination across the country. Juba resident David Lubang says now that the vaccine is available, he is ready to be vaccinated and urge people to stop spreading rumors about the vaccine.
I'm enlightened enough because the president declared it good for people to get vaccinated. You know, it has been perceived that the COVID-19 vaccine is not good because of some side effects.
Health Ministry officials say they expect to roll out the vaccine next week. For VOA News, I am Viola Elias in Juba.